The bodyguard was more handsome than Hueva would have liked. She thought she had mentioned to the agency something about that. It became distracting for her, in long meetings, watching him across the room. Such distractions were rather out of line. Maury had in fact reminded her that morning, before she had boarded the Wireway car, "You mustn't draw such obvious attention to him. It only serves to lessen his efficacy." Yes, she thought. She would have a word with the agency as soon as the conference was over. The conference, in the grand tradition of generally desk-bound worthies, was being held in a simultaneously exotic and yet comfortably familiar mountaintop retreat. The views promised to pay off the poor company and hostile environment at least twice over, or so her staffers had joked on the bus ride to the cable terminus early that morning. Huev sighed, turning away from the handsome bodyguard to review her talking points for the evening. The Minister for Trade had started pressuring her administration to enact new import quotas on Fusadilin. Their new aluminum mines were out-competing domestic production, which was hurting her in the polls. Fusadilian delegates would be in attendance tonight, more than likely. Huev made a note to de-stress economic self-dependence as a topic, before turning to look through the Wireway car window. By this point, the car had heaved itself over a mile in the air, and 38 miles north of the cable terminus, where they had embarked 4 hours previously. The views over the northern Olympia Range were famous across the world, though Hueva had seen them on many prior visits to the conference. Towards the southeast from the car, Hueva registered a glimmer on the ground which, for some reason long buried in the evolutionary past of her species, pushed her mind back to the bodyguard waiting on the other side of the car for the coming disembarkation. As Hueva was musing on the size of the man's neck, she noticed that his head split in half. Actually, correcting herself, Hueva noticed that not only had the bodyguard's head split in half, his entire body had been separated into two, now slowly falling apart, sections. By the time the front half of the thing that had, until quite recently, been the bodyguard fell forward, the entire Wireway car had itself also split in half, the front half and the back half, where Huev was sitting, cleanly separated. The divorce of the two sections of car posed two immediate problems for Huev. One, while the wire grip was attached to the back half of the vehicle, and therefore she was, unlike the unfortunate bodyguard, not currently in free fall, the car itself was built with the expectation of a particular distribution of weight. Two, the pressure a mile high was low enough to cause nitrogen in her blood to come out of solution. Therefore, in the first seconds after whatever had happened, Hueve only fully registered that she was simultaneously tipping forward and in excruciating pain. Warning! Blood oxygen levels dangerously low! Warning! Uplink facility connection lost! Warning! Velocity exceeded alert threshold! Warning! Blood oxygen levels dangerously low! Warning messages flashed into Hueva's vision, while at the same time her circulatory system was flooded with emergency response chemicals. Pain receptors across her body shut down, while others reported their sensations as an afterthought instead of an overriding urge to scream. Her brain began firing more rapidly than any naturally evolved organ could, excess heat being dumped into a small reservoir of ammonia stored in her gut. Emergency active defense systems were in the process of deploying when Huev finally regained the ability to form coherent thoughts. Immediately, she cancelled the automatic active defense protocol. A neutron beam was unlikely to be of any use, and would only serve to use up her heat reservoir faster than her accelerated thought processes already were.